Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yo, yo.
I'm the eldest son.
Oh man, it's over. It's very, very sad.
That's it.
Are you talking about the Celtics or what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just a dumb Knicks fan with not too much hardware, and they got all their banners up in that TD garden, but I feel pretty good about them. Having to give away, what is it, the Bob Cousy Award and give away the Larry Bird Trophy to the Miami Heat.
on their floor.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
On their floor?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Fuck those leprechauns.
I think that was the best outcome for all of us, right, as Nick and Net fans?
Oh, yeah.
The job's not done.
This whole playoffs after the Nets got eliminated has been like a porno for Nets fans.
That is true. But sure. the job is not done yet. So we got the finals here starting Thursday. And not the sexiest finals, right? I mean, not what the league wanted, but it'll be some good basketball, right?
Absolutely, and for sure.
We just need the Nuggies to finish the job here.
Who do you think Silver wanted? Obviously, like if
oh, Lakers,
talking about
Celtics.
When the playoffs first started, you think it's still Lakers, Boston?
Oh man,
yeah, you could probably throw Golden State in there. Golden State, Lakers, Boston,
probably,
maybe Milwaukee, the Knicks, probably.
Knicks, yeah. I think Knicks or Celtics, right? I mean, if you're going by like fan bases and you know Knicks, Celtics, Lakers, Warriors got the biggest.
Milwaukee has a small market, but they probably have the biggest star. But yeah, probably a dream scenario would have been to get the Knicks and Lakers or Knicks and Golden State in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just from a market perspective, superstar wise, you got to think like having LeBron or Steph Curry in there is probably number one goal.
Yeah.
And then probably on the East, maybe getting Giannis or Embiid.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, you could make an argument. The Joker, Nikola Jokic, he's the best player on the planet. So, but I bet if you ask casuals, like if I asked, you know, no offense, if I asked my wife, if she knows who Nikola Jokic is, she'd probably
shrug. The girlfriend test.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like if you ask a casual, like Paul.
He doesn't care.
Or Paul, Juice, like any of your nephew, like do your nephews know who the Joker is? Probably, right? Or maybe not?
Yeah, he knows Jokic.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Drew knows the Joker. But I think his first jersey was Steph.
Right.
You know, that's all he wore. Curry.
Bill Simmons sent his wife, you mentioned on the pod, he sent his wife and her friends out to a Lakers Nuggets game when they were in LA for this recent playoff series. And then they didn't know who he was, but then came back, they were raving about how fun he is to watch.
Oh,
he's not a household name, and they play in Denver, so nobody watches the games.
Right.
But he's I think you're right. He's probably the best player in the league.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's just going to get bigger and bigger after
I
the
think
finals
when
think they
right
win.
Right now, I think at this point, especially if they win the title, isn't it kind of undisputed? Like he'll have won two MVPs. He was probably the MVP this year, but you know they didn't vote for him because it was you know the third time in a row. And I kind of get that argument. I kind of don't. And then now he'd be the champion, like and probably Finals MVP at that point. Like I don't know. Like at that
and
point,
he's doing it. And yeah, he's doing it with the team he was drafted by, and he didn't team up with multiple superstars.
Right.
It's you know, it's the Denver's not a super team by any stretch. Murray is a star, but you know,
I mean, he was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial.
I love that.
That's amazing.
I love that. Yeah, that's been circulating a lot lately, and yeah, I mean, not only is he Serbian, you know, he's got broken English. He's not the best looking guy. Just kind of puts his head down, does his job, and yeah, man. But he's what he's doing is, I mean, the last 3 years, right? It's historic. It's pretty amazing. Absolutely. So,
yeah. Back to Boston. How did they lose? This is why I'm glad I really have curtailed my gambling. I really kind of stopped.
Me too.
I'll start up again. I'll get into it again during the NFL season, but I'm glad I didn't have any money on that. But how does Boston lose coming back from down 3-0 and the way they won game six?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's got to be so deflating for Miami. How do they come back and then they just lay an egg? I mean, they got the doors blown off last night.
I was shocked. But do you think it was a lot to do with the Tatum injury? It just deflated it all?
I think that's somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Brogdon after the game. And he's like, I don't know, we were kind of tight, which I was very surprised by because when you were down 3-0 and it's 3-3. Like, no one thought you were going to be in this thing. I guess at 3-3 at that point, now you're the favorite again, but I don't know right. how you come out of that in tight after what you just went through.
Well, that guy,
you know,
that Brogdon,
he's hurt.
What happened to him?
He's like a torn tendon in his elbow.
Okay, yeah, because he was nothing. Hurt. He did nothing these playoffs. Nothing.
But my favorite thing about the Celtics after the game is like their entire rotation has had an excuse. Like Tatum sprained his ankle.
Oh, I know.
Robert Williams had like a stomach bug. Jalen Brown has like a ligament tear. Okay, guys, we get it.
Yeah,
I'm hearing a lot of excuses. But you know, maybe I didn't think about it hard enough, right? Because you know, you think, okay, Miami Heat is deflated after that game six. They lost at the buzzer. How are they ever going to do it? But come to think of it, like, they should have wrapped up the series in six games and more than six games. They should have wrapped it up and probably swept, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they pretty much beat them up the entire series. And think about it, Miami only won one. They won three times in TD Garden.
Yeah,
it's
wild.
They only won one game at home.
Remarkable.
So I think all the pressure may have been the other way. It might have been on the Celtics, whereas the Heat are like, all right, listen, game seven. And they were here last year. I love that Jimmy Butler quote, and we could tie it into secession later.
Yeah.
But he was just like, you get the same test until you pass it, right? So they were there again. Maybe they were just like, no pressure. Let's come out here and ball. And I'm just shocked that – I think the way the Celtics lost by getting blown out and embarrassed on their home court,
that was great.
Some people are going to lose their jobs or get traded.
100%. Yeah, they're gonna be active this offseason.
Because if you have Jalen Brown committing 8 turnovers in the game,
he can't dribble.
Ball.
Yeah, he's an awful dribbler. It's comical. It's worse than Randall.
How are you gonna give that guy 295 or whatever?
Yeah,
so I did a little math earlier. So he's due 295, then the year after that, Tatum's due 318.
Oh god.
So if you average those out, let's say you round them off. It escalates every year, but let's say you round them off at about 60 apiece. If the cap spikes, you're gonna have like 30 million in space for 9 roster spots. The way it's going, like a marginal rotation guy is going to get 20-something million. So I don't think it's possible to really field a competitive roster at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, do you guys see it that way or?
No. And it's what's already, you know, not good for the Celtics is Jalen Brown, you know, low key probably wants out anyway. Right. Regardless of how this went down, he was already kind of making the chirps and yeah, I'm kind of like, you know, I think, you know, a few pods ago we were talking about this and I was like, oh, Jalen would be my top get for the Knicks this offseason. But I don't know. He's got a little Kyrie in him. Like,
I've been saying.
Adam's been
saying.
I don't know about the Donda Bros.
I'm staying away.
There's the pick of him, Kyrie, and Kanye just in a fucking parking lot. Like, what?
he looked like the entire game he didn't want to be there.
That's it.
It looked like he was soulless.
I know. And yeah, the dribble, like, last thing we want, can you imagine we get Jalen Brown, we trade like half the team, and it's Brown, Brunson, and Randall. Can you imagine Brown and Randall both just dribbling into guys all year? We'd go fucking crazy. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
I can't envision them paying $295 for that guy. Like, you pay $295 for Joker, you pay $295 for Giannis, people like that, but not Jaylen Brown. Like, Jaylen Brown's not taking you to the... I mean, with Tatum, he can't take you to the finals.
Right. It's crazy. He was second team All-NBA, right? Or third team?
He was that high?
Was he second or third? Anyone?
I think he was second.
Okay.
Wow.
But even if he was third team, the fact that you're right, like, he's never carried his own team. Like, he's never had his own team. So, like, to give him that is kind of... It's kind of crazy. Like, I'd love to see him on his own team, and it's probably going to happen. You know, someone's going to pay him, right?
The flip side is, like, Tatum and Brown, 26 and 25 years old.
In their prime.
Yeah.
In their prime. And they basically go to the conference finals every year. You got to think if you just keep them together, like, they're bound to break through, right? Eventually, maybe?
I think so. But, yeah, but the money part makes it hard. Yeah. So I don't know how they make this work. It's gonna be interesting, but
I think they're gonna move on from Smart.
Really, I think he's like the heart and soul of that team.
I think so too, but I think I don't know. There's something. Isn't he a free agent coming up this year?
Is he?
Pretty sure.
I mean, I've always kind of low key wanted him, you know, on the Knicks.
No, yeah.
I think he's a perfect fit there, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm not really sure. But back,
they're gonna make some type of changes though. They can't keep, you know, the same squad this year.
Oh right.
Let's say it was Brown, right? Like, what does that trade look like to you guys? I was thinking, like, obviously the Portland thing is the obvious one with third pick, and then Houston with the fourth pick. Is there another one out there that we're missing?
For draft capital for Brown.
I mean, you can get Jalen Green in the fourth pick, or can you get Anfernee Simons in the third pick, like those kind of things? Or
if you can get Simons in the third, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Do that, yeah. I think I might do that too.
But then if you do that, Boston's almost like, you know, they're going backwards a little bit, right?
Yeah,
you're going younger, less experience. Yeah. When they're already close, So that's why I don't see it.
Yeah, and then the flip side of that is I don't know. Like, I don't know of a star for star trade that would make much sense.
Is there? He's an Atlanta kid. Is there a trade with the Hawks? Because the Hawks have been like dying to do something. Obviously, I don't think it'd be like Trae Young for Jaylen Brown, but I don't know. Is that like a team?
That's pretty interesting.
Maybe, is that a team? Because they've been looking to trade a bunch of guys on that team. John Collins, obviously, and, you know.
Yeah, Atlanta's prime for making a move. I don't think they're built right.
Right. So
how about this one? Jaylen Brown and Time Lord for Vucevic and LaVine.
Ooh. Okay. Interesting.
Who says no?
You know, the way Boston plays.
Chicago's got to throw a pick it, maybe.
Oh, you think Chicago would want more?
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Boston, the way they played, they just jacked up threes. There was no post game at all.
I know.
I don't know. It was really so. I kind of like that Chicago. It's interesting. I don't know what Boston. Yeah, Boston all screwed up because now when you trade a player, it seems like you need to get back five picks. But I don't know what Boston would do with picks. You know.
Right.
I don't know. I kind of like Tony's Jaylen for Trae kind of a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. And then you just give the keys to Murray, Trae in Boston. You know, he likes that stage. You know, that type of stage.
Atlanta probably has to give up more.
Yeah,
I would think so. Maybe John Collins needs to be included, but I don't think those two want to play together anymore.
Right.
I kind of think what Boston was missing was like they don't have. Like, their big guys, like, played great for the most part. Like, but they kind of, like, they're so one-dimensional. Like, Horford is going to give you that little three-point shot or a hook shot, and that's it. And then, you know, Robert Williams is just going to be, like, a rim runner. Like, they didn't have, like, any big guy that could kind of create his own shot a little bit off the dribble. Guy you kind of throw it to. Like, they didn't have that. You know, so that's kind of what they're missing.
Also, you know, I know everyone's saying, like, the Tatum injury. I just thought Miami played, again, back to the Heat culture and the way Spoelstra coaches. I thought they defended him really well. They gave him fits.
No, exactly what you said. I was kind of headed that way. Like, I think I even said this during the Knicks series. Like, the Heat, they're a grown-ass team, right? They're mature. They go to work, you know, so to speak. They're well-coached, maybe the best coached in the league. And the Celtics, I don't know.
They made good teams look really bad, right?
They're smart.
They made the Bucks look foolish. And then when we played them, everyone kind of was doing, oh, same old Knicks. Like, but I know our team is good. Our team was good.
They were. Yeah.
And they gave us trouble. And Boston, man, they just embarrassed them, like, in their own home court. They went three times in Boston.
I feel like Miami just kind of drags you in the mud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, watch them and you're like, it doesn't look great. But somehow, all of a sudden, it's the fourth quarter, and it's like a three-point game, and you're like, oh, fuck, how did this happen?
They weren't nervous at all in Game 7.
Right.
And I'm waiting for Jason Tatum. I was waiting him before the Caesar series started. I was really excited to see him because I thought he was going to maybe have his little, like, Allen Iverson, Kobe moment where he's dropping 40 a game. But he couldn't get off. He couldn't get that. Miami really played really, really good defense. And it's not like Butler went crazy either. It was like a whole team effort. Like, Caleb Martin was almost MVP.
He should have been.
I think he should have been.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got effort from – they only played like seven guys, right? Because Love, he didn't see the floor at all. Against the Knicks, he started. He played a ton. He didn't play at all.
I forgot he was on the team this series.
I know. He didn't. It was Lowry and Robinson, who really stepped up. My God, Duncan Robinson, man, that guy was horrible last year after he got paid, and then I don't even think he did much during the regular season this year. But the playoffs, he's been phenomenal. Little Ewing theory, no Hero. I mean, they probably don't want to bring his ass back. You know,
no game Hero, three, saying. No Oladipo.
Yeah,
they really do.
Shout out to Bam, who I think, the numbers don't always tell the story with him, but like what he does, like with the defense.
Yeah,
and,
he comes
and
on.
His ability, he just switches on everybody. It's crazy. So
is he only like 6'9", too, right? He's not even that tall. Like,
yeah, crazy.
He's a great screener, too. Never moves.
He actually, I think he did get called one time last night.
They started it. Yeah, I think in the game six of the Knicks, they started calling it. And then Boston, they called it a few times. But yeah, it's the theory. Like, they're not going to call it every single time. So just do it every single time.
He looks like a right tackle.
It's a benefit. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're just a well-oiled machine. And it's all after, you know, Pat Riley.
Do you give them any chance against Denver?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna bet the Nuggets sweep.
That bet does look intriguing. I'm gonna say, are we on to prediction time? Should we just start? Should we just do it? Let's just do it. Fuck it.
Sure.
All right. I'll go. I'm gonna say Nuggies in. Nuggies in seven. I'm saying this is going seven. I think the Heat are just. I don't know. They keep surprising me. I'm not gonna fall for it anymore. Nuggets in seven.
Okay. Yeah, I say Nuggets in six. I don't think there's gonna be many blowouts. Maybe game one, game two, but I think every game, like Adam said, it's gonna be one possession in the fourth quarter. Almost every game. I hope that's what we get. I don't want a sweep. You know.
I want a really good series. Yeah. Absolutely.
This Miami Heat team is like a bunch of cockroaches. They won't die. They're zombie Heat.
Bunch of cockroaches.
You know, if Anthony Davis can't stop Jokic, can anybody? You know what I mean? Like, he's much. Can Bam Adebayo slow him down?
Remains to be seen.
It's a tough one because these guys, every series, I'm like, they're gonna get killed. They're gonna be.
I know.
They keep winning. Let me say Nuggets in six.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm going Nuggets in four, and I think Jokic is good. I honestly think he's going to, like, at the end of this series, we're going to be like, that was the single greatest finals performance of all time.
Okay.
Because they don't have anybody, like, I know Spoelstra is a great schemer, but, like, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, if, you know, you can't really help on him, right? Because then you're going to give all these shooters wide open threes, but then if you're going to leave him on an island with Adebayo, he's going to score 40. So I think we're going to see, like, 35, 18, and 12 as, like, an average. For the entire series, and I think they're going to sweep.
Okay. I mean, also, this zone that works so well against the Celtics, is it going to work against the Nuggets?
Well, I doubt it, because I think with, like, the Knicks, right, they were basically all perimeter with Randall hobbled, right? He wasn't scoring on the inside as well.
Right.
But Denver has a big man who can score, and Jokic, obviously, but he can start from the top of the key. Like, he's a perimeter everything.
It's like a point guard.
And they have wings that can shoot, and they have a guard. Like, they have every single level that can do stuff. And rebounding, Gordon, who's going to guard him? You can't put Caleb Martin on him.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, Denver's big. Like Miami, they trap glass, and at the end of the game, you're like, I don't know how they stay in it with these rebounding battles, but man, Nuggets are just so much bigger.
Yeah.
So much bigger.
Yeah, even Murray. Isn't Murray like 6'7"? You wouldn't think it, but he's a pretty big guy.
Yeah, isn't that right? 6'5", 6'6". Yeah,
and like Porter's like 6'10", right?
Yeah, he's big. Yep. KCP.
Pope is pretty big. Yeah,
they got guys who could just, you know, guard on the wing there. I feel like I'm missing someone, but yeah, they're
Bruce Brown.
Yes, exactly. They got tons of guys like that, and you know, Mike Malone is a great coach. He's probably top five coach in the league, right?
And they never lose that. They never lose in that building.
They never lose at home. Yeah, I don't think they've lost at home.
Never lose at home.
Yeah, in the playoffs. So
we're gonna have an emergency pod when Miami wins game one. That's all they do. They steal home. They steal game one. They steal home court. That's all they do.
That's why I'm saying I'm not falling for it with the Heat. That's why I say seven. But I don't know.
I'm thinking if Jimmy Butler guards, is he going to guard Murray?
That's the thing. Yeah, who's guarding who?
Who's guarding who? Right.
Like, yeah, they might have a little trouble matching up with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Well, they could put Bruce Brown, KCP. They could put one of those two guys.
Yeah, maybe throw Gordon at him too.
They'll put Pope and Gordon at him.
Yeah, I mean, they could throw guys. Yeah. It's going to be the Heat are already there, right? They what was it before the game? One of you guys sent the tweet that they got the jet headed to Denver to Mile High, probably to get used to the air and all that. That's smart because that shit can really fuck with you. So they'll be well prepared for that. And
so if Denver wins the series, they'll have beaten an 8 seed in round one, a 4 seed in round two, a 7 seed in the conference finals, and then an 8 seed again in the NBA championship. So I would think that, I don't want to say it's an easy road, but like seed wise, that's got to be the lowest seeding any team has ever gone through, right?
Yeah.
Like 2 8 seeds in playoffs.
What was weird though is like, I don't know. I feel like these 8 seeds are not like, they're not like real 8 seeds.
Yeah. Right.
And the Lakers weren't like a real 7 seed, so it's tough. It's tough
to
say.
That's true too. Yeah.
But yeah, it's gonna be fun. I had a thought. I forget what I was gonna say. But yeah, should be good. So Thursday night, was it Thursday, Sunday? They're basically doing it every. Then what? Wednesday? How are they spreading this out?
Probably Wednesday.
Yeah, they're just gonna drag.
So does the game start? The game starts at 9:30.
I hope not.
Let me check this out.
I hope it's just 8:30. Even though, you know, I'm not crazy about 8:30, but you know, whatever. It is what it is.
9:30 is tough, but gotta do what you
I don't think it's ever that late. That it's not like like the college national championship. That's always like the latest game, I feel like. Right? The national championship for college. It's always like the latest. Yeah, too bad Markieff Morris isn't still on the Heat.
I know. I saw that replay today.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Dude,
So dirty.
So
game
dirty.
game one is Thursday, 8:30. And okay. Denver is an 8.5-point favorite. That's a huge spread.
Wow.
Just like last night, basically.
Jesus. Yeah. Okay.
What's the series line if you just bet the series without the sweep?
I think it's like 3-1, 4-1. 50.
4-1. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Monday.
I think they said it's the second largest odds since Golden State versus Cleveland for the series win.
Wow.
Yeah. And when it was like -1,000.
Jesus. Yeah. But yeah, that was last year, right, where that happened with Markieff Morris and Joker?
Yeah.
Joker like clotheslined. Jeez, he like came from behind. It was pretty dirty.
And then Hero was like, I feel like he's gonna do something.
Yeah, okay, dude.
Ran away.
What's that?
Does he come back?
Game three that they're aiming for. Okay. But
what do you?
What's the point?
What do you do?
Yeah,
I mean, you got to ramp him up, and you're just gonna throw him into finals game. Like it's gonna be tough. He wouldn't play more than 10 or 15 minutes.
In case of emergency, break glass kind of deal. Like if they lose both games by 20, like okay, let's mix this up with Tarot.
Yeah.
Like maybe they're shooting horribly. They need some 3-point shooting. I don't know, some bullshit like that, but.
Because if you put him for a lot of minutes, then you're taking Strus and Martin minutes away, right? Rob, like someone is going to take a lot less minutes. And those guys have been playing so well.
Yeah, Lowry. You know, even Lowry's been, he's been solid. Working. Yeah, you'd be taking his minutes away. So, yeah, it's going to be, hopefully it's a good series.
It looks like I'm on Real GM right now. It says Tyler Hero targeting game three return. That means he's coming back. That's like, come on.
Yeah.
He won't be a factor.
Yeah.
And then it also says Jaylen Brown, Celtics considered likely to sign Supermax. So, okay. We'll see about that. And then Celtics expected to retain Joe Mazzulla. They need to hire a coaching staff to help this guy.
Yeah, I was just about to bring this up because, they almost came back and won the series. Obviously, during the year, it seemed like he coached pretty well, but he was definitely overmatched by Spoelstra, like 100%. So, I think he's going to get, maybe they'll see where he's at by like half mid-year. Actually, they wouldn't make a move mid-year. That they'd have to be like really out of it, and I don't think that's going to happen. But he probably has 1 year to get back. It basically, he has to get to the finals next year, right? Or he's out.
Yeah, that's got to be the expectation for them going forward. I mean, they made the finals last year. They go to Game 7 this year.
Yeah.
And, for everybody, it's like this season's such a huge disappointment. Like, they were in the same spot last year in the Game 7, and Jimmy Butler had a chance to tie the game. It's all very similar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was so close last year. Yeah, that's right. And it looks like, Nick Nurse is probably going to the Sixers. Is that happening?
That's done.
I think it's done.
Oh, it's already done?
Yeah, they came to agreement. Yep.
What?
Was it yesterday, right?
Oh, I must have missed that. Okay.
Woj said that he could have taken either job, the Suns job or the Sixers job, and he picked the Sixers job, which I was surprised by.
Interesting.
I had the same feeling, and then I thought about it for a second, and I was like, wait, that sounds right. Like, why would you want to go coach Durant?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
So what does this mean? This probably changes nothing for Harden. I don't think he gives a shit. But I got to think Embiid will probably – I don't see him asking out, you know? It's going to be interesting. Yeah,
he'll be back.
Yeah. And then the Raptors assistant coach, was it Adrian Griffin, is coaching the Bucks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's all God.
So he's a first time head coach.
First timer.
Interesting. That's kind of risky.
I'm reading it now. Suns narrow coaching search to Doc Rivers. Frank Vogel, and Kevin Young.
And who was the last one?
Vogel? Kevin.
Well, it's Doc Rivers, Frank Vogel, and Kevin Young.
Okay.
Man, they got to stop. They got to stop with this Doc Rivers stuff.
I know. It's like, you know, won a championship million years ago.
This is what. So I think like Doc has become kind of like a retread, and he probably needs to go to TV or disappear for a while so that we can like remember that he is a good coach, and then eventually he gets his next big job.
Yeah.
Why doesn't like he should? If they're going to keep Mazzulla, right? Why don't they make Doc Rivers the highest paid assistant coach and just bring him back to Boston and help hit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he could be a Boston head coach.
For the Celtics, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're really high on Mazzulla. The only thing is that he doesn't have the experience. And this team is kind of too advanced for his arc right now, or his career path, the way it is. So, I don't know. I think bringing Doc in would help. But that's if Doc, you know, can't get a head coaching job. He might go to TV, but like, also, I don't want to hear that voice on TV for long periods of time.
Yeah. Not a fan. So what's that leave for Kenny Atkinson? What other jobs are out there?
I did see that the front runner for the Toronto Raptors job?
Oh, no. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, obviously that's open.
Is it Jerry Stackhouse?
Two-time MVP Steve Nash.
Oh, yes. Oh. Which is a great fit. He's obviously from, I think he's from Ontario.
Yeah, you know what? Ooh, like, yeah. He's a hoser. He's kind of like that Mazzulla. Maybe he's very young in it, right? He's very green.
Yeah.
So maybe
yeah.
Give him a team like that and he could do well.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the fit, obviously, from the area. So, interesting. Interesting. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Kenny Atkinson is probably out of luck, right?
Yeah, who's left? Are we missing somebody?
Well, maybe he's Kenny might get the Knicks job when Paul fires Tibbs.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, he might be holding out for something like that. Or if the Nets move on, Magic comes back to the Nets. That'd be funny. You'd welcome him, right, Adam?
Yeah. Yeah, then sign D'Angelo Russell. We'll just reboot that.
Bring it back. Let's go.
While we're on the Kenny Atkinson and Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers left.
Yeah. End
That's
of an era.
Big.
End of an era.
Huge.
Blow it up.
They were saying he didn't want to leave Curry and Clay and Draymond. He's really close with them. So maybe they're going to start entertaining and doing some stuff.
It's so funny, though, because they're like, I mean, they did win it last year. You know, it's not like it's been like a few years or 5 years. Right. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something still there, unless maybe Kerr is just like, you know, he sat down and was like, yeah, maybe you should blow it up. I don't know.
I think the new CBA was basically designed, I think, to basically end this dynasty for the Warriors.
Yeah, I didn't look into that. Did you listen to Simmons and Russillo talk about it? I turned it off.
No, I didn't. But I've heard a couple different, like, I've heard Windhorst talk about it. I've heard a couple different takes on it. But I know that after a certain point, like, you have to start, like, your draft pick moves to the last pick in the draft, and you have to start giving stuff up, and you lose all these exemptions and stuff like that. And they, like, them getting Durant and getting that roster spot was basically a loophole because of the cap spike, and then the ability to just trade Durant for D'Angelo Russell, who they didn't even want, just so they could keep that money available, and then use that to get Wiggins. Like, that spot that shouldn't have been available to them. So when they implemented this, and now they have Jordan Poole on that big money, you know, they almost have no choice but to do something. Like, they're not going to be able to pay Draymond and keep Poole, and you know, that's also why they traded Wiseman. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with them. I think Poole for sure gets traded. I just don't know. I don't know what the fit's gonna be, and I don't know if they're gonna get much back for him. It might be like he might be a good buy low guy for a team.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, it's gonna be fascinating what happens with that team. This might be it.
And the Venera. Yeah, because they can't keep Green and Poole together, right? Impossible.
Right. Right.
Yeah, Green actually said on his podcast also that he thinks that the fight at the beginning of the year kind of fucked up the whole year.
He admitted it?
I agree.
Yeah, he admitted it.
Okay.
Yeah, he said it never felt right.
Yeah.
He knocked him out. Like, yeah. On video.
No, I mean, I believe it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like when Kendall killed that kid in season one. You're going to come back. You're going to pay for that.
Eventually, that's going to bite you in the ass.
Oh, no, that didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Oh, poor Kendall.
But, you know, I never in a million years would have thought that this is what we would have got, like, for NBA Finals wise. Like, of all the teams in the West, I would have, like, Denver would have been my fifth pick, probably.
Yep.
And Miami also would have been, like, seven or something like that. Like, it would have been down the line. I can't believe we got this two.
What was our predictions?
I looked back at mine, and I just, like, I didn't have these two teams. And I was looking at the way the other teams were. And there were so many other teams that just looked, you know, better on paper, better.
Pretty sure mine was Warriors Bucks. Almost positive that was mine.
Wait, are we talking
preseason?
Like, yeah, who we picked in the beginning of the year? Start. Yeah, to be in the finals.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I think Milwaukee and Lakers.
Okay. I had Sixers and Warriors.
Okay. I had a Pelicans Nets. A little bit short there. Yeah.
Disaster.
Whatever, they both made the playoffs. So, you know.
Yeah.
Pelicans playing, but you know.
they might take away your media.
Yeah, that's it. I'm uncredentialed.
You were real high on the Pels. But you know, they had some bad luck.
Do you think Wembanyama is gonna end the Ukraine Russia war tonight?
He will bring diplomacy to the Ukraine Russian. Yeah,
he's actually the new CEO of Waystar.
I was about to say they gave it a Wemby.
The Spurs over under next year 79.5.
That's gonna be fun. I want to see how they construct their team because I have a feeling that they're gonna be aggressive in surrounding that kid with some like vet talent.
Yeah, can you see like a legit star like wanting like forcing his way there, like actually wanting to play with this kid, or is it like too soon for that?
No, I don't think. I think it's too soon for that, but probably like they will be aggressive in getting veterans back. Like, you know, I was thinking they had DeMar DeRozan right for a couple of years. Like that would be a good piece to add back.
Yeah.
They had those three unprotected Hawks first that they got for Murray.
Ooh. Oh, yep.
So that could be useful in a potential trade down the line this year.
Yeah. And they got what? Was it Keldon Johnson? Who's
yeah.
Not bad. It's pretty good.
Can you get Rudy Gobert for cheap now? Because his contract is big and maybe that was a mistake on their part.
Yeah. Get the Twin Towers going. The French... the Eiffel Towers, you can call him. I don't know.
I don't like him as a person, but just strictly as his game, like how his game is, he'd be a nice fit on the Knicks.
Ooh, Rudy?
Yeah, I think Josh, what you're saying was probably the smart thing for the T-Wolves to do, but I feel like when a team does that, like they just dig their heels even deeper. Like they'll be like, all right, we'll figure this out with Gobert because we traded all these picks for him, and they'll trade something else.
Instead of selling, like admitting that you made a mistake and then selling off.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, we'll trade Towns now. We'll figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping the Towns-Knicks thing doesn't really happen.
That trade back to Utah and Minnesota, that's got to be the dumbest trade in maybe sports history.
Oh, it's
awful. It ruined the market for the rest of the league. Because now, like, you can't trade a player without – getting back five picks. Like, that's automatically now the new standard.
It's insane. Like, how is that? Like, how is that even? It makes no sense to me. The whole trade five. Okay, five picks. You get five picks for this guy. I'm like, what?
I almost,
like Chris Webber, who was like one of the best basketball prospects ever in the history. Like, he went for three picks. You know what I mean? So now, why is Rudy Gobert off a $200 million contract going for five picks?
Yeah, it was. Put him in the bedroom. It was a disaster, you know. Maybe that's why. Maybe Minnie just kind of runs it back. Like, hey, we gave up all this. Like, we gotta get another year out of this mess. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, they could hang their hat on the whole. You know, Towns missed 50 games, so we didn't really get to see that.
Yep, exactly. Even though we all know it's not. You know, I'm sorry. You know, Ant-Man, he's nice, but, like, I don't know. Unless they add some, like, good pieces on, you know, to support these guys, but I just don't see it. All right, so let's talk Succession finale.
Greatest show of all time?
Not for me. Why? Is
no.
it?
I don't even think it's in, like, my top 5, 8. I don't know.
I think for me, you know, all the best shows I feel like are like 5 seasons, you know, 4 seasons. It's like, oh man, like we got to get something. Like, can we get like Entourage of, you know, eventually they had like a movie. Like, are we getting a movie here? Are we getting some sort of spinoff, like a prequel? Like what?
Nah.
4 seasons. It's like, oh man, what a tease.
No, I think this is perfect.
It's over. It's over.
It gets tiring after a while. Like, how many? It's like Entourage, right? Things go bad, things go good. Yeah. They're good. It's like annoying. How many times could we do this like carousel of between the three siblings on who's going to get the seat or not? Like, you know, I think this is perfect. It was the right amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably why I'm kind of like itching for something is I'd love to see the aftermath of all this. Does Kendall kill himself? Does Shiv and Tom stay together? What does Roman end up doing? How does Waystar get run under, you know, Gojo and Lucas Mattson and all that? Like, I'm just kind of, I guess I'm curious to see that.
Yeah, yeah. There was no closure, really. It was all interpretation.
Yeah, open-ended. And I, you know me, like, I'm itching for, like, I think because, so one thing I will say about Succession is, for in my opinion, the best intro music ever. Like, number one.
Oh, great.
Number one for me. Yes. Like, it's number one. I'm sorry. Right, Sopranos, Sopranos sure. is great. Game of Thrones is great. I'm sorry. Succession is number one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's tremendous.
It's epic. But what's so great also, not just the music, but the actual visuals too, they give you kind of a glimpse of, like, the come up of them as little, you know, being little and, you know.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to, like, see that. So I'm kind of hoping maybe they do something like that. There's got to be something. I mean,
how about a Connor spinoff?
Oh, I love that.
Let's just follow Connor to Sweden or wherever he's going. Slovenia? I forget where
Slovenia.
He's going.
Slovenia. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, with this long-distance relationship.
Yeah, Wilma's going to just gonna hang back, you know.
You're definitely a Conhead, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm all in on definitely a Conhead. But
I thought it was the best ending to a television series since Breaking Bad. I think if Breaking Bad is 1, this is 1A. I thought it was perfect. And I think I'm going to put this show up there as an all-timer. This is...
Oh, wow. It broke your top 5.
It was a masterpiece. I thought it was a masterpiece.
Yeah, I agree with Josh. Perfect ending. Great show. Definitely one of my favorite shows I've ever seen.
I'll put it in my top 10. Definitely. I just think
everything was just so, like, it's so smart. It's so, like, how it was written and how everything was laid out. I actually watched it 2 times, and I think the more you watch it, the more you catch things. So now, knowing how it all kind of ends, I want to watch the series again.
Yeah, I want to watch it again.
Yeah, I'd like to go back and
play
watch
it all out.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, all the kids are idiots, right? And they're all pretty much bad people. So I guessed Tom. I didn't know anything, but I just thought he was the one that he was kind of like a good guy. Even though, like, they all do snaky things to get up there, but I think for Tom, he kind of needed to stand up for himself and be the bad guy finally and take
but
it.
Is he gonna be like the Greg for Mattson?
He's the American CEO.
But he's just like a puppet.
So,
like,
what I thought was, you know what was really good? It's like so well thought out. You know when Tom asked Shiv, he's like, you can never fail a test, right? Like, do you remember that? You hate to fail the test or something like that. It, like, early on, it was a conversation. Then he has dinner with Mattson, right? And you know when Mattson's like kind of going off all over the place, and he's talking about, like, how he wants to, like, sleep with Shiv and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
that was a test for Tom.
Oh yeah.
And Tom passed, right? So Tom basically said, yeah, well, it's fine. Like, you know, do what I want to be CEO. I, like, you know, this is why I'm doing it. Like, if he would have reacted the other way and got mad and, like, tried to fight him or, like, said, no, I'm out or, like, anything, then he would know that. Because basically, Matson wants a pushover. He wants somebody that
he can control. He wants someone he can control. He wants a puppet. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I think Matson was bothered by, you know, that article about Shiv, like, really controlling everything if she's the CEO because she's the Roy.
Yeah.
So, I just, like.
Yeah, it was.
Tied together so well.
It was smart. No, it was definitely smart on Matson's part to go that route. What I don't get is why Shiv did it. She had the power with the vote. She could have had control, and she knew this. But in the end, she ended up not. She wouldn't have total control because Kendall would have been the head honcho. But like she would have had more power than she does now. Now she's just like,
I don't know. Are you sure about that?
Oh, so you think?
I think she was tired of always being in Kendall's shadow, and she thinks that she would have never had a fair shot. Like
she was already getting pushed out. She was already getting pushed out because it was like two her brothers, the two male guys, were the CEOs, and she was getting like the shaft, right? Like
if anything, I'd say now she probably has more power because, you know, she kind of runs Tom a little bit. You know, now she can just weasel her way back in there. And
you're right. Yeah. She can have influence through him. She, you know, put it in his ear. Like, you should do this. You should do that. Yeah, that's true.
I think she always, for the entire series, walked all over Tom. And now, finally, like, when Tom backstabbed her at the end of season 3, and then now he kind of backstabbed her again by being the one to take the CEO seat. She's like, she's more attracted to it. It's like, finally, Tom's sticking up for himself, and now she like respects him as a man.
Because the power dynamic really flipped in that thing, right?
Yeah.
These kids are so fucked from their upbringing; they're so damaged that in a weird way, it probably does turn her on. She likes being almost like rejected in a way. You know, that's what like you know.
Turns when her on. Let me ask you this: when they did the whole like kind of the kitchen ceremony, the meal fit for a king, did you think like, all right, Kendall's getting it, like it's done?
No, you kind of knew something was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to be Shiv to kind of backstab him, so to speak, though. I didn't see that coming. I thought something else would happen. But
I thought that they were going to lose. I thought that the siblings were going to lose the company just because the season was ending. The series was ending. So I'm like, all right, I have a feeling that they're not going to end up with it somehow. That was my prediction when I saw that go on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, so what is that? Like Twitter? Is that like Twitter buying Fox News?
Maybe a bigger tech company than Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Maybe like Apple. Maybe like
Apple or Google. Yeah. I mean,
Apple.
Gojo.
Yeah.
But Gojo seems like it's supposed to be like a, like a Snapchat.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it's supposed to be. They don't really explain it ever, which is kind of interesting. All we know is that there's a lot of fake users in India.
Follow up?
No. Yeah, they never followed up on that whole thing, that they were lying about the numbers or whatever.
I was surprised the president flaked on the Roy boys.
What Mencken you talk about?
Yeah, I thought Mencken was going to be in their corner. I was surprised when he flaked.
I think that's
part of it, right? It's because like Roman, he's like, we can talk about Roman a little bit, but like I think Roman is like, he's not taken seriously.
Yeah, for sure.
The Grim Weeper.
Grim Weeper.
That's what Mencken says to him. I think he almost was like, oh, like wait, I'm gonna back these guys. Like I don't know.
And I think he was happy, Roman, to be out of it. He just wants to chill and...
Definitely.
100%.
He was relieved.
Yeah.
He was so relieved.
He was sitting at the bar with his martini, grinning. Yeah.
Yeah, he was happy.
That's what Jerry always used to drink, martini.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't connect that either.
Good catch. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
What'd you think about the hug? Where he rips open his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
the Kendall hug when he's like crying. He's like, shouldn't it be me? Like, why not me?
Oh yeah.
And he hugs him and he rips open the stitches. That was a weird dynamic.
Yeah. It's yeah, that was sad. I mean, the part where they're all kind of like fighting in the conference room during the vote. And
you knew, yeah. You knew the dead kid was coming back out. Like, that's just always going to be there.
Yeah.
Who put it up? Rome or Shiv?
I think Shiv did.
Did you guys have like a rooting interest? Because I felt at the end, like, I really wanted these kids to get fucked.
I wanted Kendall to be like good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was in a way kind of rooting for Kendall. I feel bad for him in a way. I think all these kids are just damaged. They didn't ask for this for this upbringing, you know what I mean? And Kendall wanted it so bad.
I thought it was always the kids are just evil and like it can't go to them. And that's why like the dad never gave it to them, because he's just like, you know, when he's like, you're not serious people.
Yeah.
He's like, you're a bunch of dopes. That's kind of like, I always just veered toward that. I was like, it's never going to be these kids.
Yeah, yeah, I think they all stopped.
The most important scene, like the oh shit moment for me, was right before the board meeting. Kendall gets in the office, right? And it's kind of like, has a lot of parallels to Game of Thrones. He sits in Logan's seat,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And he just doesn't look right. Like, he's leaning back. He's not wearing a tie. It's like the biggest board meeting, biggest meeting probably of his life. Not wearing a tie, he's leaning back. He puts his feet up on the desk, and I knew. I was like, okay, this is not gonna happen. This is not gonna happen for this dope.
Yeah,
for sure.
He
and Tom always just looks the part. He looks like a CEO.
He does. He's always wearing the suit.
And he's a yes man.
Yeah, what do you
say? I loved when he put the sticker on Greg.
I started dying when he did that.
That was the best. It's like, I got you.
Yeah. But yeah, his pitch to Mattson was, yeah, I'm simple, you know? Just like, basically, like, yeah, I'm a yes man. I'll do what you want. I'll suck the biggest dick or whatever. Someone said that. And he sucks the biggest dick in the room. Something like that. That's just what he is. And yeah, I guess Greg, he gets to live, right? I don't know, you know. I guess he'll just be Tom's personal assistant, right? I can see something like that.
What's it? Mattson's gonna make his life hell.
Maybe.
Judas is in the room.
Yeah, Judas. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that theory about Wamsgans, like the name Wamsgans?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so what it is that's such a weird name, right? But if you look up Wamsgans, the person that has that name is this baseball guy, Bill Wamsgans. And he's the first baseball player, first and only, I think, with an unassisted triple play.
Yep.
So if you kind of put that together with like this show, Tom Wamsgans, unassisted triple play, he takes out three Roys.
Wow.
And then Shiv, Shiv's name is Shiv, Siobhan, Shiv. Shiv is a knife, right?
So like she's a shank. Like, yeah, shank him. Yeah.
Yep.
Stab you in the back kind of thing. So they put those two together.
That's great.
But that would also mean that they had the ending, like, in the beginning. And I really don't think they knew.
Yeah, it's hard to say. But who do you think Logan, I mean, if he wanted to sell. So I think obviously none of the kids had a chance really. But do you think just kind of how season three ended and how even season four started, Tom was like right at his, you know, beck and call, so to speak. You think it would have been the same, played out the same if Logan was alive?
No, I think he just wanted to cash out.
But you think it would have been Mattson and Tom, is what I'm saying? Because
most likely.
Mattson would have wanted Logan's input on who should be the CEO, I'm sure. So,
if he did have to pick one of the children, I think he would have picked Roman.
Do you think deep down, even after the dick pic and all that, you know, all that?
Yeah, I think Roman knows like his dad would have picked him or wanted him. But two things: one, like he didn't want it, and two, he's a sicko.
Yeah, what are you, a sick? When he was one of these sickos. And I mean, I guess he mentally and somewhat physically abused all of them at some point. But it sounded like Roman got the brunt of it growing up. It seemed like.
Yeah, because Kendall would always protect him.
Right, right. Like, even, I think it was either season one or season two, Logan, like,
he smacks
Roman, and Kendall's like, you don't do that. Like, he, like, flipped out on him, on Logan.
Right.
So, Shiv was never, was that serious? What was that, season two, where he was, like, telling her basically, like, he wanted her to be it? But, like, that was never serious, was it?
I think he was, like, the closest thing to what could be a competent CEO, I think, of the three.
Who?
Shiv.
Shiv, you think?
Yeah, like, Kendall was obviously insane. Like, completely off the wall. And then Roman is a total basket case. And Shiv was conniving, but at least it seemed like she had the brain for it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Kendall, I think, you know, like he says, you know, Dad told me when I was 7, I was going to, you know, at the Bridgehampton house, whatever. Like, I truly believe that growing up, maybe Logan probably did want Kendall to do it. It seems like Connor, he probably never really liked him. I think Connor was probably just always a dope.
He never liked me.
Yeah, he never liked me. I think he was always a dope. I think he never took Connor seriously. But Kendall, I think he kind of did. And then Kendall, see, this is why I want a prequel. When did Kendall go off the deep end? Like, when did he start doing drugs and, you know, really fucking up his life in that way? You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder when that happened, because we never really...
You're my number one boy!
Yeah, you're my number one boy. Exactly. Like, when did that happen? Like, they never really talk about that. Do they?
No.
Like, he got married, his kids are adopted, I think. But, like, he was married, you know, they adopted two kids. Like, when did he go off the deep end, I'm wondering, you know? And why?
Yeah, they didn't explain that at all.
That's why I want like some sort of prequel, but I don't think I'm gonna get it.
I wonder if he's gonna get a lot of different acting gigs after this. What's his name? Jeremy Strong.
He's actually already in. He was in that movie about the 2008 collapse. That was also Adam McKay movie.
Big Short.
Big Short. He's in that.
Big Short. I think it was a Margin Call. Yeah,
he was in that McConaughey movie, that Guy Ritchie movie. He was in that. That was a really good movie. What the fuck's the name of it?
The Gentleman.
Yeah, he's in that.
I think he's a big theater guy, they were saying.
He is. He's like hardcore method.
I think they all are like theater people, right?
Yeah. Tom has a show coming out, a miniseries, I think, on HBO. I saw some preview for it. Whatever his name is in real life. But
I'm always just gonna see him as Tom.
Yeah, a lot of these guys. Unfortunately, a lot. You know, they're all typecast. Roman's always gonna be Roman. You know, Kieran McCulkin. You know, before this, he was I don't know, the dopey brother, and She's All That. Right? What did he do before? Did you guys know that he's in She's All That?
I don't remember him in that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, he's like the brother of like the girl that has the, you know, the trans, you know, goes from nerd to hot, whatever.
I don't remember.
Yeah, and then before that, he was in Home Alone. That's, you know, playing his brother's actual brother, or his actual brother's brother. But that's all I've ever seen him in.
The acting was really good.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, I mean, literally anyone on that show can be nominated for something and win an award. All of them. It's just an incredible cast.
So what the heck? Frank and Carl just, like, they made it through and just get paid crazy?
Yeah.
How do those cockroaches just linger around?
I know. Well, they were with Logan from the beginning, it seems like, right? That's kind of
what
we're led on to believe, that they were always
Frank, Frank pushed it through, right? Frank was one of the ones that pushed it through. I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just wanted their payout. I think Carl talked about he wanted to be on a beach.
He's like,
I want to be in Greece, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
He's a guy.
Like,
what? He's like, you're finally got a golden parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Once you're with Logan all those years, then he dies, the company's not the same anymore. You know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
They probably didn't want to work with any of these fools.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So the big question, does Kendall Are we led to believe he kills himself? Or, I mean...
Nah.
Yeah.
He's gonna start his own company and do his own thing.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they're all still billionaires.
Multi-billionaires. Yeah, huge billionaires.
Yeah.
And
no pressure.
Talk about first world problems. Like, you just made billions.
Billions.
Like, by selling.
Yeah.
Now you're considering suicide. Like,
yeah.
What?
Why was the guy following him, though, like that?
To make sure.
To make sure.
Because he
didn't do anything stupid?
Yeah, he was Logan's security guard, right? So.
Yeah, that's right.
He asked him to work for him.
That too.
To be his security, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I think Kendall, maybe he looks at it as like, my life's all fucked up, right? Like, you know, my family doesn't want anything to do with me. I didn't get, the ultimate goal was to run this company, and I failed at that. Money.
Yeah, like his whole life, he wanted that.
That's it, yeah. From what 7 years old, his dad told him, and he hung on to that, clearly, you know, that he was going to be it. So, kind of tragic, but that'd be all right.
Yeah. No resolve. Like, have a little resolve, you know? Like, you have all this money. Like, start your own ATM, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, go independent. Start a YouTube channel. I don't know.
that's the thing. They can't. None of them could. I think that's the whole point of it.
That's the end, right?
None of them are talented. None of them are talented anyway. Yeah.
If they could do it, they would have just. The dad would have gladly gave it to one of them. But they're all idiots. They're all morons. Right. Yeah. The whole show is. The whole show is a tragedy.
Yeah.
I think like it was never. It's never meant to be any of the kids because, and it shows you like. Why? Because they're all like Roman's a mutant. Kendall killed a person. He's a, you know, he's a moron. Shiv is just like backstabbing and conniving and, you know, probably just not even like she's smart, but I never thought she was the smart one to be the CEO of the entire company.
Right. She had no experience. Yeah. She was just, that was just getting
She never cared until the end.
Yeah. If you look at her season one, she's got like, longer hair, and she's like dressed like a hippie. Like she's like not in it at all. But yeah,
Tom's perfect for it. Swallowed his own load.
They did.
I think my favorite part of the show is just the dynamic of him and Greg. Like the first scene that season one of Greg and Tom. I think Tom tells him like, hey, come see me at the end. I'll take care of you or something like that. And then that was the final scene of them together.
Yeah.
So, and then throughout the, like every season, just, they always like slap fight. I think it's so fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They got in that fight. That was so funny.
So hey, would you come see in the bathroom? Hey, would you come see me? Can we talk for a sec? In the bathroom?
Yeah.
See, all this talking about it, like I need some, we need something here. What would be what would be the ideal spinoff?
I think you'll be fulfilled if you watch it again, because then you'll pick up stuff and you're like, all right, this is why it's like this and that.
Oh no, no, for sure, I believe that. I'm just like I'm like dying to know like how the whole thing plays out, but whatever. It is what it is. I'll get over it.
I think it ended perfectly. Like something.
No, I like the ending. Yeah.
I think if there is a spinoff, it's a prequel.
Yeah, like that's what I'm really. Yeah, I think if you ask me, do I want the prequel or do I want like a movie that's like the aftermath? Give me the prequel. Give me like 4 seasons of this shit of that shit. You know what I mean? But yeah.
It's over.
So good.
That's it. Now, what's the next show?
who's the biggest snake in the show, overall?
Shiv.
Oh, Shiv.
Shiv, right?
Yeah.
He's the devil.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
She snaked everybody. Like even in the last episode, she snaked like 4 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was like a modern day. Like the finale was like it was like a modern day Game of Thrones, but it like really reminded me of the Red Wedding, where like everyone dies, like everyone had their own death in their way. You know what I mean? It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and I loved how like every episode they were like, it was like almost like an event. They'd be like at something big, you know? And like sometimes they'd film at like cool area, like they were in Barbados or they were in, you know, the Hamptons, or they were in, you know, the Cape, or I'm trying to think where else they filmed.
There would always be
different
like
places. Italy,
quick,
whatever.
There would always be like 5 or 10 seconds of private jets taking off, and I always thought that was so cool.
Yeah, like I love that. How like Kendall's just like, yeah, I just gotta make a quick pit stop. Like, quick pit stop. New York to Barbados and just back?
Yeah.
Like for a night.
You know, Mariella noticed this when we were watching the finale. Usually when you're watching a show like this, and like you'll see like one car brand, and like if it's like rich people, like everyone's getting picked up in a Mercedes or a Rolls Royce or this. But in this, like even just to go from the airport to their house, it was 3 different car brands, 3 different cars. So I'm assuming they made a ton of money on endorsements with cars and stuff like that. Like that last scene, like I think one went in a Range Rover, one went in a Mercedes, and one went in a BMW. Like three, like they could have easily taken one car. They were going to the same place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, they took 3 separate private jets to there too.
Yeah, that's right. That's true also.
Kendall, Shiv, and Roman down there. Yeah. Yeah, insane. Insane. What we talked about this, I think, on another pod. What is Logan's net worth supposed to be? Like 18 billion, right? Or was it something like that? Or 20 billion? We looked up Rupert Murdoch, so we were kind of comparing it to that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But like, what is Elon like worth? Isn't he like 200 billion or something? Or
yeah, I think he was 100 and he spent 40 on Twitter.
Like fucking insane. Like, so we're look how rich these kids are, like the Roys, whatever. But then look at just someone just Elon He's Musk, you know, or
193 billion.
That's Elon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absurd. And then, you know, Bezos is probably right there. And then there's princes, right, in the Middle East that are probably worth even more than that. They just don't disclose it.
Well,
like these oil tycoons.
It's infinite. they're infinite money.
Infinite money. Or the Rothschilds, whatever that, you know, that whole thing is. Yeah, it's crazy.
What do you think the number is where it doesn't even matter anymore?
Shit.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's the difference? What's the difference really between 40 and 200?
Right.
I know, right? Because even a billion.
Even one. Maybe that's the number. 1 billion.
One billion is insane compared to 1 billion compared to 1 million. It's like there's like this thing where like, oh god, what is it like showing the difference between 1 million and 1 billion? Like it would take you this many years to.
Yeah, when they compared it to time, the seconds,
yes.
Yeah, what it's equivalent to. Yeah, you kind of really see the picture.
Yeah, between 1 million and 1 billion. It was like you couldn't, yeah. it's an absurd number. But yeah.
A lot of monies.
Anything else on Succession?
I think that's it. They've got everything, right?
Yeah.
Covered it.
It's the whole enchilada. Anything else going on in sports or culture or anything we didn't cover? Aaron Rodgers at Taylor Swift concert?
Yeah, he's a huge Swiftie.
Big Swiftie.
I didn't expect that. I didn't see that coming.
I could believe it, though. I mean, because I saw, what was a few days before that, Portnoy was, like, gushing over the Taylor Swift concert. He was, like, all over social talking about it, how amazing it was.
She's insanely popular.
Yeah. Yeah, and those ticket prices.
She might be number one, like, hottest ticket. From any entertainer
at this point,
right now,
right now, for sure,
for sure, he's loving here, huh, Roger? So far,
it seems like it. On Molly at the Taylor Swift concert,
Miles, Miles Teller,
DeAndre Hopkins.
I think the Giants should. I don't know how much money they have left.
You can't pay him $19 million before you pay Saquon or give the extension to like Thomas or left to Andrew Thomas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that makes sense.
I don't know. I don't want to pay that much money for him.
You could sign 5 more wide receiver 4s though.
But you guys don't like Paris Campbell?
Yeah. The thing is with that, I think with that system, it doesn't really matter. Like, Dable's going to get dudes open. So if you don't have to spend a lot of money on it, it's like, don't.
I guarantee that's their logic. Yeah, I guarantee that's their logic.
And they'll get people open.
Yeah.
Especially with Waller.
They just upgraded their draft room, so maybe they don't have enough money. They got new TVs and tables. And...
tight budget.
I hope the Mariners are patient because, you know, I hope they don't have, like, exorbitant expectations for this year because I think there's a good chance they might take... Like, they might be better than last year and still take a step back just because of the schedule and the way things broke last year. But we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
But
maybe Dable could be McAdoo part two. No, but he's a good... Like, you can tell he's a really good coach.
Yeah.
No,
they're going to be competitive.
I hope Hopkins doesn't go to, like, any of our rivals. Like, that would really suck if he went to Dallas or he went to Philly or for you guys if he went to, like, I don't know, Miami or Buffalo. That would suck. Or even New England. That would suck.
It sounds like Buffalo.
New England, yeah. Well, they said Buffalo Schefter today that he's going to go to the highest bidder, basically. And Buffalo doesn't have that money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're thinking Cleveland or Kansas City. They're going to, like, that. Yeah.
Baltimore?
Reunite with Watson. I think Baltimore, I mean, they drafted, Flowers in the first round. They got Beckham, Bateman. I don't think they're really in a huge need for him. You got Andrews. You know, that's a lot of
It's going to be KC. The rich get
richer. KC, like, needs, yeah, for sure. Him and Kelsey and the Joker.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, anywhere but Buffalo. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Or obviously anywhere in the AFC East, but yeah. So, but.
It's 100 days of football. That's it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And the NBA draft right around the corner.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Next pod might be the Tuesday before or maybe a week
before
that.
Yeah, so the next pod, the finals might still be going on. Because I think the game 5 would be that Monday, and then if we go Tuesday. So we'll see. Yeah, finals might still be going, or it might be over. You know, if we get that sweep at them. And then the draft, I think, is the week after that. Draft is what, the 22nd?
Yeah.
Thursday, 22nd.
Is it Brooklyn still?
Yeah, it's at the Clays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Always, right?
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, we'll definitely talk about the draft next time. Have some thoughts. Talk about the finals and whatever else is going on in the world. But
sure.
All right, guys.
I'm the eldest.
You're my number one boy.
Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.
You're welcome.